Well, yes, indeed. The first full weekend of Pride Month, and we are in the Sunday morning slot here, and so pleased to be welcoming back our friend Brian McGonigal from Westport Pride. That organization was founded in 2020 and comprises a cross-section of the community's LGBTQ plus residents and allies. The goal was to create and sustain an affirming culture in Westport that supports the full LGBTQ plus community and serves as a beacon to all. Certainly, as we know from our previous chats with Brian and the organization's representatives, that Westport is a destination and is an extremely inclusive and friendly community for the LGBTQ plus community members from all over Connecticut and beyond. I'm sure they'd love to see you at events that are starting as early as just a few hours from now, and we'll talk all about that. But we want to talk about something else that's going on every week, starting very soon. Yes, the much-anticipated Paradise Green Farmers Market. They're back for another vibrant season and kicking off on Monday, June 16th, and continuing every Monday from 2 to 6 p.m., at 121 Huntington Road in Stratford. Hosted on the lush lawns of Paradise Green, the weekly market is going to feature a variety of fresh fruits and vegetables, local meats, eggs, bread, honey, maple syrup, olive oil, crafts, and more. Residents are encouraged to bring a reusable bag or many and support the wide range of local farmers, artisans, and vendors. In addition to produce and pantry staples, the market is a family-friendly gathering place with seasonal crafts and plenty of surprises. So if you live in or pass through Stratford, plan your Mondays around dropping into the Paradise Green Farmers Market. All right, from Stratford to Westport, not a long ride, and a wonderful chance to catch up with Brian McGonigal again. Brian, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So aside from that brief introduction, and based on your knowledge and experience, give us a little bit more on Westport Pride and why you are so passionate about being a part of it and a spokesperson for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So Westport Pride was established, as you mentioned, in 2020, and I can't believe someone reminded me it's our fifth year anniversary this year. And, you know, we're really excited about what we've been able to do in our community. Pride started as an idea of mine during COVID. You know, as we were all disconnected, I was thinking, how could we bring the LGBTQ community and its allies together? And that was the impetus for Westport Pride. At the end of 2024, we had a call and we started the organization, 2019. In 2020, we started the organization, and it's blossomed since. We've really been able to make our mark on Westport.
Sadly, although it was formed in 2020, the latest few months have been a roller coaster ride, not a fun one to say the least, for members of the LGBTQ plus community. And I have to say, people like you and your colleagues and allies and Westport Pride must be providing a critical place for community members to be able to go, and if nothing more, to just vent to empathetic and like-minded individuals. But in other ways, Westport Pride and your facilities and events also potentially are providing a critical lifeline to certain members of the community who feel betrayed or lost or misdirected fully stigmatized, perhaps like they never felt before.
Yeah, it's definitely been a challenging several months. I think a lot of us are, you know, continue to be shocked and maybe not always surprised by the things that come out on a feels like a daily basis, everything from, you know, from the military to policy. And it's a little scary out there for people. And, you know, Westport Pride, you know, provides both that voice in our community, along with the other Pride organizations in the Fairfield and Westchester County areas, to ensure that people don't feel alone. that they feel like they're seen, that they know someone is there who's with them. And, you know, I think about the Rainbow Crosswalk that Westport Pride helped get downtown in Westport. And I think about, you know, someone said to me once that that crosswalk is saving lives. And at first I thought, you know, well, what does that mean? But it's for the kid or the person who maybe isn't out or is feeling rejected to see that they know that they're seen, they know that they're heard, and they know that they're welcome here in Westport. And that beacon of hope for those who maybe aren't feeling it or, you know, on a day where they're feeling a little dejected, I think really is a beacon of hope to those in our community.
Yeah. And I guess in rough seas, it's better to lash together many life rafts against the tide mm-hmm. than it is to have them all floating independently. So, you know, being able to convene like-minded community members and allies from not just the immediate Westport Fairfield County area, but as you said, from Westchester County or Long Island, perhaps, or going up into mm-hmm. the New Haven County and Hartford areas, you guys down in Westport really have a rich network of colleagues and allies.
You're right. There's an organization called Fairchester Pride, and it's sponsored by the Leonard Litz Foundation, and it does just that. It has come together with groups like Westport Pride and Fairfield, New Haven, and Westchester counties to unify our individuals into a collective voice, and has done everything from put out statements, you know, rejecting some of the current politics to helping organize events. And so we do feel as a group who, you know, we provide a service to our community. We don't feel alone because we know there's strength in numbers with the coalition.
Well, as much as we'll be pursuing and trying to fit other Pride organizations into our program over the course of the rest of June, we're starting with you in Westport, Brian. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the celebration, which unofficially kind of kicked off on June 1st, is coming together as early as a few hours from now as this program broadcasts in the morning of Sunday, June 8th. What's cooking down there later today?
Yeah, absolutely. What I think has been phenomenal about this community is that different organizations within Westport have rallied around the cause, and in particular, houses of worship. And so Saugatuck Congregational Church will be having a Pride celebration picnic today from 11 to 2 on their lawn, rain inside, I'm assuming. And they're at 245 Post Road East here in Westport. They're going to have a bounce house, hot dogs, baked goods, face painters, games, and more. And, you know, this is one of, and I'll talk about some other examples of where our community of faith has come around the Pride organization and our LGBTQ siblings in our community to really support us.
Great. And then things kind of go into a little bit of a lull for a few days, but then start really cranking up later on in the month. What are some other activities that are happening either in partnership with Westport Pride or being hosted by Westport Pride?
Yeah, absolutely. So just a couple other events that are coming up. I'll close out with the two other worship events. The Temple Israel is going to have a Pride Shabbat on June 13th at 6:30, and Christ and Holy Trinity Episcopal Church will be having a Pride Eucharist on the 22nd, which is a Sunday at 5, which really kind of those bookend and lead up to our main events, which are the Westport Pride Celebration, which will be held on June 22nd on Jessup Green, which is right by the library in downtown Westport. That event will be from 12 to 3. This is, again, our fifth annual event, and we're excited to, you know, partner with some local artisans and vendors. There'll be a lot of information booths and inclusive organizations, food trucks, a chalk drawing competition, which is new this year, and several live bands and artists will be performing, including artists MC Jennifer, Anadonia, and Funny Numbers. We're excited to bring these queer artists to the stage, And this event is free and open to all. Come as you are and let your colors shine. And that evening, we're going to have our first ever, what we're calling a Fête de Blanc, which is a white party. And we're doing that in partnership with the Westport Museum for History and Culture, which is located downtown, adjacent to where our town hall is. And this is going to be a wonderful, dazzling all-white attire, celebrating the community. We're going to have an outdoor soiree promising music, dancing, drinks, and bites to support the Circle Care Center, a local organization dedicated to the treatment and prevention of HIV. So we're excited again to bring that to the Museum of History and Culture in partnership with Sky Casper Entertainment and the Circle Care Center.
Very good. Any other activities that Westport Pride is lending your energy and membership to, and any neighboring communities that you'd like to point out?
Well, within Westport, we are definitely, we've got the Pride organizations in the high school that, we try to provide our, resources of people when they ask. There are other organizations around the area. Darien Pride is coming up. Ridgefield just had their Pride last weekend. And there'll be, Pride in the Park coming up as well, which is the big Norwalk celebration, which is the largest, I think, in Connecticut at this point, Pride celebration. So we're excited to be involved in all of those events that are coming up in the next few weeks.
And in the last minute or so that we have with you, Brian, please reach out to members of your community who may be kind of currently, curled up in a fetal position in the shadows, who are experiencing more fear than celebration this Pride Month.
We welcome those who are, looking for some additional support or someone to speak to, visit our website at westportpride.org. We have a form there, and those are, they're not going to an unmonitored mailbox. They come to me directly. If there's someone looking for a resource in our community or wants to connect, our website is a great resource to find information, even about the events we just talked about, but moreover, to connect with others in our community.
And certainly welcoming volunteers and donations to keep everything going and escalating on behalf of the LGBTQ+ community.
Absolutely. We appreciate that. Any support and the donations can be made through the website or there's a P.O. box to send donations. So we appreciate that immensely.
Wonderful. From the COVID era in 2020, now 5 years strong, Westport Pride is celebrating a little bit more extra special this Pride Month here in June, as you've heard, involving many community members and organizations and allies toward the cause here. Westport Pride and their spokesman, Brian McGonigal. Wonderful to be talking with you again, Brian. And once again, westportpride.org is the website. Go there, join them, celebrate with them this June and year round if they offer something for you or someone that you care about. Brian, have a great Pride Month and hopefully we'll see you somewhere in Westport before the end of it. Thanks.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind. And it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard-of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world, again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelda providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelda can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.